This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
How I like to view life is that it's very short. Mm-hmm. And as much as I'm like a risk taker, to many people's surprise, I'm also very risk averse. Mm. And I like to make calculated risks. So to me, this sounds like a calculated risk. So long as, you know, he's not just acting like his head's in the clouds and just like, it's going to blow without actually like really planning and taking
the
time.
I'm going to put my mattress on the floor.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, whatever. Why do you guys do that?
This thing's going to blow.
I'm not getting a new bed because I'm grinding. It's like, babes, get a new bed.
Your shoes have holes in it. Who cares? Yeah. Doesn't matter. All I need is one pair of loafers as long as I can use that to go to my pitches.
People take it too far.
Too far.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we ready
to rumble?
Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble. We did it all the time.
Yeah,
we
did. We've never done that before.
We
ready, 100%. And steady, and rumble.
We've definitely Everybody done that before. Rumble.
I don't remember that.
And I think we even done it like 2 episodes.
What?
Ago. Yeah, we do often.
Ricky, I can't remember that. I ever doing that.
We do. Listeners,
let us know. Because what on earth?
We do.
In my life, I feel like that's the first. We've never done that before.
It's probably not.
Oh, wow. Well, I never. Yeah. We need some to practice some intros.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Like a jingle?
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. It's been a minute, though. I'm Fuller.
And I'm Rakia.
And welcome back to episode 112 of...
Wait, am I toxic?
I'm glad I remembered the episode number because... this pod feels like an enigma to me at the moment. I feel like I don't know what's going on and I don't really feel like I remember anything regarding the pod. Like, yeah. I don't know what we spoke about for the past few weeks.
So last week we spoke about the girl who has a white friend. Yes. She's with a new boyfriend.
Yeah.
The week before was...
I edited that as well.
You edited
it's
it?
It's crazy.
Did you listen to it? No, she didn't.
I plead the fifth.
What did you just say?
I plead the fifth.
Oh. So nice. And then the week before, it was about a guy. Was he maybe not attractive or something?
Girl, I don't know. That sounds like something that you just made up.
No, it was about...
because I don't remember
anything. It was about a guy lacking in some kind of area.
Huh?
Yes. Hence the title, I guess. Are women feeding into toxic masculinity?
I don't know. Okay, what was before that?
But I don't know.
Yeah, see?
You edited that week.
Boy, I don't know.
It might have been a remote one.
Remote?
Maybe.
Do you know what? I think my brain is full.
Yeah.
So like, information that's not useful, we're tossing at. Because like, I'm literally non-stop at the moment.
Yeah.
Or at least my brain is. Because I'm preparing for... my friend's wedding next week.
Also next week.
Wait. No, sorry. See? It's the week after next, but it's because it's in just over a week. So in my head, I'm like, I've got a week.
Cool, got
you. Because it's on the... I'm leaving on the 16th to go.
Which is a what day?
A Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh, nice.
And then I'm going on holiday. You know what? This is so funny. My problems, when I have problems like this, my sister always says, oh, your diamond shoes are too tight.
Like, it's shoes, I'm like...
it's proper giving my diamond shoes are too tight.
Like,
it's not a bad thing. I'm not complaining. Thanks, God. It's great. I'm going on 2 holidays. But because they're both holidays of real things,
yeah,
it means that I'm busy. Like, the first one is a wedding. The second one is my boyfriend's birthday.
That's a lot. And you're a bridesmaid as well.
And I'm a bridesmaid.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, both trips... today I was on the phone with the hotel in Turkey. Like, I'm doing a lot. I have to go to the tailors. I have to hair. I have to do all the bits. You know, the trimmings of like,
yeah,
you know, laser, nails, eyelashes.
Do you know there's nothing more stressful? Because I guess, you've got a wedding. And then also when you go away with a guy, it's like you have to consider every little detail.
Yeah.
The night before is hectic. You always think you're gonna go to bed on time, you never do.
I'm not going to sleep. I've accepted. Rukia, I land on the 20th and I fly out again on the 23rd. And in between, I have to do my hair. Because for the wedding, I'm having a ponytail. I can't have a ponytail on a all-inclusive type holiday. Like I want to swim.
Oh yeah,
that's
gonna be tight. Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm gonna have to do twists in that time. Like
by yourself.
I've been considering going to hairdressing.
I think you should just get it done, you know.
I think I'm going
to. Just treat yourself.
But my thing is, I need to see someone who I know can do it how I like it. Because when I do my own twist, I really like it.
Yeah.
But not everybody does. I feel like hairdressers can be lazy. Like my sister got twist recently. God forgive me. It was giving auntie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's like they don't understand the look of like trying to go for like micro twist look.
Did she go to like an auntie?
No, she, bless her, she went to a real hairdresser. Mm-hmm. God forgive me. The aunties are real hairdressers too.
You mean like in the shop?
Yes.
Oh, okay, got you.
And it was a young girl that owns the shop.
Oh, okay.
And she's done her hair before. But when she got her there, the girl was like, don't worry, my auntie's going to do you, but she's good.
Oh.
And after the appointment, my sister came straight to my house to fix it. Oh. So I literally had to take out half of her head and re... No, she was. She did all right.
She's older.
Because I made it look better. Like... She was happy once I'd finished. But she was like, I've literally done my hair twice and I paid.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than that.
Nothing.
I've had some horror stories of hair boy where I've even cut it.
Oh.
I even had like a, you know, a Karen haircut where like the back is short and then it gets gradually like longer
God.
To the front.
Yeah.
And
I remember those.
Saw the back.
I remember those.
I cried my eyes
it's
out.
A Karen haircut.
A Karen.
It's a Karen.
And it even had like blocks of highlights in them.
Oh no.
Oh, I was so
hair
upset.
Is so vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's so vulnerable.
I take it really personally as well because I feel like you've done it on purpose. There's no way that you could think this looks nice.
Of course.
That you want me
do.
To look bad. No. You want me to look bad.
They definitely think it looks nice. And some hairdressers are lazy. That's what I've noticed as well. It's like, because even me, when I do hair, I can be lazy sometimes. But it's because I'm doing it and it's free.
Yeah,
so it's not
free,
that, you know what I mean? It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But I know, like, let's say a braid is looking a bit higgy or it's a bit loose. I know, but I'm just like, the next row will cover
it. There's hope.
And it's like, maybe sometimes it might be like a whole row was too thick. And it's like, I'll make up for this elsewhere. There's nothing worse than when you're doing braids, yeah? And you realize that, like, maybe you've made the back too big or too full.
Oh,
so
dude.
You have to basically reverse it for the front. So if it's too big at the back, you end up doing it small at the front. And the front of your head is bare heavy and the back is bare scanty.
Oh, my gosh.
There's nothing worse.
I've had braids in ages, man.
I'm not doing it. I've got a bald patch, Rukia.
I've
actually got alopecia.
For me.
No,
thinking, okay.
Nobody asked. No.
Like no one asked.
I'm saying I'm never doing braids again.
Oh, really?
Rukia, I've got a bald patch.
Where?
On the front of my head. I had it with my edge.
But looking at your hair. Oh, I can't see it.
Yeah, because I fitted it with my edge. But I have a whole... When I say bald patch, I'm not actually joking. And I'm genuinely scared that it's never going to grow back. I feel like
it will.
Early onset alopecia.
Maybe go to the doctors and I'll give you shampoo.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I've had that before. I was stressed. I had a bald patch.
That's what I've been thinking. Maybe I'm stressed as
maybe.
Well.
Maybe.
But I proper got, from those French braids, boy. Never again.
Wow.
Proper got a bald patch.
Yeah, no. Anyway. Hair is the crown.
Jeez.
I used to do my hair.
I am not my hair.
I am not my...
The skin.
Who is that?
I am India Ree.
Oh, she sings The Truth as well. That's one of my favorite songs ever.
Because he is the truth. Said he is so real. And I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly.
Because
he is.
Yes.
I wonder, does he know? No. It's
you
a
know,
tune.
What's that song? Some guy sent it to me years ago and it was like, this reminds you of you. But you know when someone's trying to be nice, but also you're mugging me off at the same time?
Yeah.
She was like, it was an India Ree song and she spoke about like, she doesn't care.
Oh, a girl. I thought you said a guy. A girl.
Oh, no, a guy.
Oh, okay.
I'm not your average girl from the video.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it? But where if it's not, what is she? And then she said something like,
yeah.
I don't paint my toes or something. And I was like, literally bugging me off, dog. It's like, oh, she's so
how
free.
This reminds
like,
me
like, this reminds me of you. And I was like, okay, like,
The thing is, it is a compliment. It is. But yeah, there are parts of it.
There's like a, there's like a fine line with like self-lovey kind of stuff. Yeah. And like, it's funny. Even today, I put on my Instagram because I'm feeling really clapped at the moment.
Oh, you're not. But
not you as well.
You're not clapped. You're beautiful. You're a queen.
But yeah, people message me like, "Oh no, you're beautiful." I'm like, "Oh no, no,
it's okay.
I don't mean it that
but
way."
But you know, it's because you've gone on the internet and said, "I'm ugly."
I'm ugly.
What else do you expect?
But also, I'm like, I'm just ugly at the moment. Like,
yeah,
I know,
yeah.
I'm not flower ugly. You know, every girl can.
We all have ugly. I was ugly this morning.
Yes, everyone's very ugly. Yeah. Yeah, like I'm just getting my ugly. I feel like I'm. You know when like cute kids get to about 8, 9 and they get
that
ugly.
Awkward, fuggly age. Yeah,
yeah, that's me right now. Yeah, I'm like, I'm quite ugly.
Yeah.
I feel like I used to do my hair or something.
You do, because I was clapped today. Like, I've been clapped all week. Basically, I've had half an eye of eyelashes.
Oh my gosh.
On one of my eyes. I've broken eye spots. My hair stunk.
Ooh.
And it was like matted as well. But Rukia, I've just been having it like that.
Really?
I haven't been going anywhere. I've been in grind mode. So
album mode. I
yes,
love album mode.
Exactly. Yeah, but then today I was like, I'm actually leaving the house. And you know when you called me? I mean,
I did not call you. I was thinking,
God forbid,
lie.
You never call me.
I never call you.
When you voiced me saying you left the house, I was getting out of the shower and washed my hair.
Like, oh wow!
Yeah,
you look nice though.
Thank you. I was proper like, I have no choice because like. We record the clips. I can't.
Yeah.
I cannot look like. There can't be video evidence of this. Even the other day. Sorry, I was about to say.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna say his name. I need to get over it. But even the other day, he was like, are you actually planning to stay like this until the wedding?
Oh, no.
And I was like, no, I will eventually do something. I was complaining, but yeah, no. I've been so ugly.
Yeah. The thing, the worst is when you keep slicking it.
Yeah.
That was me last week. I kept on like, my hair was loaded with gel and got to be. And I just pat some water on it and just slick
start
it again.
Yeah. You reactivate it. That's the thing.
And it
though.
kind of looked a bit all right after a while. Like it was super flat. There was no flyaways.
It actually works.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, don't put more product, reactivate the gel.
Yeah.
Put water. Yeah.
Well, my hair also stunk.
Yeah. No, Rukia.
Stunk.
I was even thinking, because you're coming back to mine after. I put the hair in the bin and I was thinking, if she opens this bin, she's going to be gobbed by the smell that comes out. Because I've been running as well.
Okay.
That stuff sunk.
Fine. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Ooh. Very smelly.
No, at least I plan on doing cane rolls at the end of
Yeah, I'm excited to see you with cane rolls.
Yeah, I haven't done it in ages. Like 2 years. And then my pact to myself is if I lose a stone, I'm going to get tapings.
Oh!
Yeah. It's not the diamonds.
That's really exciting. I'm so dead. Don't
it's
kill
not
me.
The pearls.
You're actually going to be that girl.
I'm
Okay, that is going to be really exciting.
Yeah, it is.
I'm really scared of them, though, not to scare you.
Oh, ruin me.
Sorry.
Go on,
but I was talking about this recently because Pete was asking me about them, like, so what's the tea? Like, how does it work or whatever? And I was like, I just don't understand how it doesn't rip your hair out.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't get it.
Well, there's tapings and there's also clippings that she does.
Oh, okay. So you might do
clippings. Might do clippings, but
yeah, maybe clippings.
You know, I
are
do kind
harmful.
Of like that. Yeah, I do like the idea of clippings though, because it's like with me, I don't do my hair often.
Yeah.
So it's like might not be nice to just take them out.
Take it out.
And then put them in.
I think clippings make much more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My hair's quite thin though.
And you'll have a bit of freedom. To like do your hair for the day and be glam.
Oh,
I can make you clippings, Rukia. If that's
can you
100%. If you have the hair,
right.
I can definitely make you clippings.
All right, let me think about it.
Yeah.
Remember clippings back in the day? I used to actually use clippings.
You did used to use clippings.
I did.
I feel like I still do.
I've made clippings of recent.
Yeah.
I feel like I was just more adventurous with my hair when I was younger, and now I've got a bit like vanilla.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
So I hear it.
It's that one time I dyed my hair like ginger, I guess. Mm. And I had hot roots.
I remember.
I've never looked back. I've never done my hair since. That was 2019.
But to be fair, to dye it yourself, that's always
risky. I used to be fine. I used to dye my hair all the time.
Yeah.
But after then, the trauma.
Nothing tops that ashy blonde that you had.
Other blondes.
Think about it,
yeah.
That was delicious.
My hair was literally over the globe though. It was breaking everywhere. Everywhere I look, I'm like, another hair.
That's what blonde.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got no hair left.
It's dangerous. Oh,
today,
yeah,
when
course.
I washed my hair, I was thinking, I'm definitely doing a big chop after this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm chopping it all off. I have to. I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I was speaking to my friend yesterday because she was saying her hair's really damaged and she wants to she wants to chop it as well.
Yeah.
But I guess with like black women hairstyles, it's like you're going to maybe straighten it again for a pony, or she's not going to just have it out.
You have to get a wig.
And wig life, that's a big commitment.
I found a wig in my hair pantry today because I was thinking, what do I do? Like emergency with my smelly hair.
Yeah.
And I looked hilarious with it on. I was literally like, I don't think I can ever do this. It just looked like a Lego hat. The thing is, the hair was actually good quality. It's soft and everything, but it just looked... I just know you're a wig and you're just sitting on the top of my head.
Yeah.
But it's because I'm not good at the whole like edges. What's the word? Bald cap thing. My edges come down low.
You've got a small forehead as well. Yeah.
On the sides anyway. It's five fingers in the middle. But on the side, it comes down, literally almost touches my eyebrow. So when I've had wigs, I tried a wig before. It was like, this is just a myth because it's actually touching my eyeball. I look ridiculous.
I find it funny.
But it's the only way to grow your hair.
Yeah.
I had a wig in Berlin. Oh my God.
You need to go on holiday.
You need to go somewhere you don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always say that.
The way my hair grew in Berlin, it was amazing. Really? Like, I feel like it grew like at least 6 inches. It was so long and healthy.
I remember when we were both eating healthy in like uni as well, and your hair really
my
grew.
My hair
I remember
really
that
grew. Yeah. It's never happened ever since.
Oh, gosh. You all right?
I swallowed a fly today.
Oh, yeah, you said you did. I'm so sorry.
Here.
That's, That's disgusting.
I can't believe it happened to me. Like, you know, do you remember that? Have you seen that video of the man, the news guy, the black man? He's like, and today, a fly goes in my face. He's like, what the fuck? It's so, Rukia, that was me.
Really?
I was on the phone and I was like, it literally, at 1,000 miles per hour, sped into the back of my throat. It was unbelievable. Like, and it's,
I'm so sorry.
I was actually thinking, what are the chances? Because it's not like I was outside going, with my mouth wide open. Like, my mouth was just open in a talking way. And it literally flew. Like, why not hit my cheek? Like, it flew into the back of my throat.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, God.
Well, think of that poor fly. It's dead now.
Is it inside me? The thing is, I feel like I was spitting everywhere.
Really?
And I definitely looked like a hobo. Because I was just like,
I hate when people
spitting outside. And I was very sad.
Oh, gosh.
My face was literally like a smacked ass. And people kept looking at me like, as I was walking past them, like, are you okay kind of thing. And I realized after that, I was like, I looked like I was in physical pain.
Yeah, no. Do you know what? You're going to remember that moment for the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life. Yeah. And it's going
to
traumatize me.
It happened to me when I was in primary school, about 8 years old. I was running late to school. So I was running.
Oh my God.
And I followed the fly. So then I've never forgot. So
you don't forget.
You don't forget.
I've got a few moments like that. One, there was a mouse that touched my foot. And Rukia,
sorry,
I can
guys,
still feel it till today.
Like
a mouse touched my foot.
What?
And I can feel it till today.
When?
When I was maybe like year 9. Rukia, I can feel it till today.
You need to chop off your toe.
And that's literally, I said I don't want the foot. And I had to read up about it after. And apparently that's the thing. Like when you feel like trauma, it's like the feeling stays.
That's
and I could feel it for days. I was literally like, we're still here, it's still fucking here. Oh my God, I will never forget.
So violated.
Never. And stepping in shit for the first time, which I told you about. My Barbie shoes. What do you
mean? No, me, I stepped in shit last week.
Oh, Rukia.
And these shoes, actually.
I know. Jesus Christ.
I know.
I was literally like, I'm just gonna have to throw them away.
I couldn't believe it. Well, I don't have any shoes.
How did you do it?
I took it out on the balcony and then I had hot water and literally boiling it and like scrubbing it.
So you steamed shit?
Breathing it. Yeah, but like every time I coated it with bleach, boiled it. So I never actually saw the shit on the shoe because I had so much, it was frothing everywhere.
Okay.
So I just never saw the shit, but it was like.
What did you use to scrub it?
Washing sponge thing and then a toothbrush.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
But this. Again, this will stay. You'll never step in shit again.
No, I never will. I actually nearly did the other day.
What the fuck? You need to start looking down.
I know.
You don't look down when you walk.
Do you know what?
I used to
look down a lot because I used to find money a lot. And now I think I'm just giving up because no one carries cash anymore.
So that's the reason you're looking down.
I could have done all. I used to always find money.
I remember that. But I didn't know that's why you look.
Sometimes
I walk with you and I'm like, she doesn't even look.
No, but you look on the floor. Yeah, like
because of the time I stepped in shit when I was like 7. I have never stopped looking down since. It's crazy how it stays with you. Yeah. I have never stopped looking down, and I've never stepped in shit ever since.
Well, yeah. Do you know what? I need to take a leaf out of your book. So. Because I was so traumatized. And I was having such like, I was having like a pleasant day. And also it took me 3 hours to get home.
Jesus.
So I had a long day. And I take my shoes off as soon as I get in the house.
So you only noticed the shit when you got home?
Yes.
Jesus.
So I think it was actually near my house.
Oh, yeah. Because you can't have traveled that long. Because
I got a
sharp
nose as well. Yeah. I think it was right near my house.
So when you got home, you smelled something.
I sat down and I was like, what a day. I was like, I can smell shit.
The
lips on my shoe.
Were your shoes on you still in the living room?
Because I always sit my shoes off. And I never sit my shoes because I was so tired. I was like, I just want to sit down.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I was greeted with shit.
I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
I felt so violated.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Could have killed that thing. Could have killed.
I always think about shit and I'm like, why is it so nasty?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck are we eating that means that our shit, and not even just our shit, like animal shit, all of the shit is absolutely rancid.
I did think that because I was even thinking about like washing your hands in the toilet. Like, why is the toilet a dirty place? Because like...
Oh, it's because it can cause infections.
But as in like, the bathroom's a dirty place because of shit and weed,
yeah,
right?
Because of shit and weed,
but
yeah.
That still comes from my body. So yeah, why is it such a bad...
Why is it so
why
dirty?
Is it bad?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really mad. Clearly we're eating... Well, I guess there's nothing you can eat that isn't
nutritious shit
that won't smell. To be fair, I dated a guy back in the day and he was a vegan.
Yeah.
And ate soup. He was literally health obsessed.
Mm.
His shit didn't stink.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it.
My shit doesn't really stink either.
I wouldn't say my shit. No. There's levels, right? I wouldn't say my shit is like, whoa.
But, we had a fry up this morning.
It's not like mad.
Yeah.
But it's not like invisible or pleasant.
Oh, okay, cool.
There might be a little scent of
sorts. You know what? Even if you can't smell it at all, that's maybe a bit of a concern because you might be constipated. Because I feel like when my shit doesn't smell... We're really going for it. When my shit doesn't smell, it's because it's pebbles, because I'm constipated.
Oh.
But if I have a good, healthy shit, you can smell it a little bit.
Hmm. Yeah, okay, fair enough. But he wasn't constipated. And he used to pride himself on it. I'm like, you can go in as soon as I finish shitting because it just doesn't stink.
He's probably flushing it straight away, man.
It's true. You know that trick? Doesn't make sense. He's human. And I eat clean.
Yeah.
And it doesn't smell like... To be fair, people do say that my shit doesn't really smell. Like, you're going straight after me.
So it reminds me of my...
Totally
my mom. My mom has this thing about like... Not so much now, but when I was younger, I think I'm nice. Like, she feels like... I think I'm better than like everyone else. Like,
you think you're better than
Or her.
Okay.
Like, I might be like, she'll be like, do you want a tea? And I'm like, oh, do you have oat milk?
And she's like, oh, God.
She's like, oh, you think you're so nice. You think you're J-Lo. You think your shit doesn't stink. But was that a thing or not?
What?
Like, J-Lo's shit doesn't stink. Because you always say, you think you're J-Lo. You think your shit doesn't stink.
Maybe she just really likes J-Lo.
Maybe. I'm like, why are you going to J-Lo?
I've never heard that one.
Strange. Oh, okay. I thought it might have been the same.
But I don't know sayings. So I'm the wrong person to ask. Yeah.
She always used to say it. I'm like, okay, J-Lo. All right.
There's nothing worse than going to someone's house and being that person. That's like,
do you have any herbal tea?
Yeah. I'm sort of, for fuck's sake. That's always me, you know.
Yeah.
Where they'll be like, pasta for dinner. And I'm like, brown.
Yeah. And it's hard because sometimes like you wanna be like humble.
Yeah,
and, like,
but you end up seeming like literally a bitch.
It's like, did you use olive oil or butter? Yeah.
Margarine. Okay, no problem. Yeah. Oh no, do you not like margarine?
Yeah.
No, it's fine, it's fine. Just trying to be a bit healthy. I'll just have a little bit. Do you have salad?
Yeah.
It's just every time I go to someone's house,
it's all good.
It's like, literally like,
no problem. That's me and my mom's house because my mom, I think she shops in Iceland. Like,
yeah,
normal milk. You know.
I mean, we should all be going back to all normal milk.
Do you know what? She's that's what I was something. Saying recently. Like, I was talking to you. I feel like I'm finally my balance of like, I'm not going to overdo with every. I still do drink oat milk, to be honest, but like, maybe I won't next year. I don't know. I'm kind of just like, let's just have a bit of balance of everything, man. I can't be too conscious all the time because then I'm kind of restricting myself from everything.
Yeah, 100%.
So
I think marketing is just the most crazy thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, I always say that I wish
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I could have seen the marketing team who came up with, we must drink milk. Like, yeah. We must drink cow's milk.
There's probably a documentary on that. Documentary. Documentary.
I really want to study, because that marketing team, yeah, I hope they have all of the awards under the sun. They really convince human beings that we must drink cow's milk.
Yeah.
And anyway, now we obviously all can't live without milk. And it's happening in reverse. So we went from must drink cow's milk to cow's milk is the worst thing in the world. We must drink oat milk, plant milk.
Yeah.
Plant milk is literally full of oil and makes your blood sugar spike. And now when everyone's realized that, oh no, that's terrible. And the marketing was so powerful that it didn't make any sense, as a lot of marketing doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It said, don't drink cow's milk, but cheese, yogurt, that's all fine.
Oh, it's true, what the heck?
There's no push. There's literally like two brands of plant yogurt available. Yeah. Maybe one of plant cheese.
Yeah.
But milk, oh, there's an array and options for life. But God forbid you drink dairy milk. And now we're realizing that plant milk is actually bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're slowly seeing, oh, real milk. Are you a milk shamer? Like, have you seen
that stuff? No.
There's loads of... I've been seeing like, I'm going to call it gentrified milk brands, like new milk brands that are like, we're real milk and we don't believe in milk shaming. Gosh. This milk is very good for you. Even Cardi B did a collab with one
did
of
she?
Them. Yeah, I think she did a video, you must have seen it, where she was like, this is me. And my granddaddy always used to make me drink milk. And we put a little bit of salt. And this is my favorite brand
of milk. Gosh.
And it's cow's milk. And she's like, this is real milk. And she's promoting the brand. It's so fascinating to me.
Yeah, we're literally suckers. Similar with like diamonds as well. Like diamonds was never a thing until they marketed like, a woman needs diamonds.
Yeah.
Poor blokes. But yeah, we're literally victims to this.
Yeah. Capitalism.
Bun them. Them.
And vegan food is actually really bad for you most of the time because it's deep fried. This vegan pages, I'm like, you lot are mad.
Yes.
It will be like,
it's a joke,
a mushroom,
isn't it?
That's been processed a million times. Pressed,
why
fried, battered,
food?
Deep fried. And it's like, this is healthier. It's like, is
no,
it?
It's not.
Is it though?
Crazy.
Crazy.
You are
toxic. Yeah, let's do it. I've been babbling for time. I feel like a motor mouth.
This week's Toxic Four reads. Hey girls, loved your episode last week. It made me laugh and think a lot about some of my own friendships.
Thank you.
My Toxic Four is actually about my boyfriend. He's 28, lives with his parents and has a good job working for one of the big four companies. And we're saving to move out together. He's having a bit of a midlife crisis and wants to quit his job to start up his own company in the media. I think he's talented and could do it. But it's brought around a lot of anxiety for me. I'm worried he won't be able to afford the luxuries like going on holiday and going out to eat. Don't get me wrong, I too pay for things and have a good job myself. This isn't about me being a gold digger, but I didn't sign up to be with someone who's a grinding entrepreneur. Help, please, because I feel like a bitch.
You are, no, I'm joking. You're
horrible.
Nasty piece
Who
of work.
Who the hell do you
what kind of girlfriend
for?
Are you? No, I'm joking. Very much joking, obviously. You're not a bitch.
Not a bitch,
It's
no.
very normal and reasonable to be concerned about stability. It's as simple as that. Like, being an entrepreneur, it's not a fucking joke.
At
It's
all.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're of that generation where
it was fuck 9 to 5.
Grand, do your own thing. Any entrepreneur friend that I have, they always tell me, keep your job. Because it is so fucking hard to not just grow a business, but to maintain it.
Yeah.
I know entrepreneurs, even we had Edwin on the podcast. Edwin lost his whole company at one point. He went bankrupt at one point and had to declare himself literally.
Wow.
As in not able to pay any of his debts off. And he had to start again. Like, it is not for the faint-hearted.
Mm-hmm.
So to take that kind of task on is admirable, but I think a lot of people aren't necessarily realistic with themselves about the tenacity that it requires. Mm-hmm. So I don't say that to say that your boyfriend shouldn't be an entrepreneur. I say that to say your anxiety makes a lot of sense and it's valid.
Yeah.
Because it's risky. Very risky. Yeah, yeah.
And I guess as like when you're on this side of 25, you kind of mainly have, you date people conditionally. So you are under the impression that this person worked for a good company, he's saving for a house, he lives with his parents, but it's temporary because you're going to move out. You also seem to match his lifestyle a little bit because you also have a good job.
Yeah.
So you felt like that was a match. And then now the rug's kind of been pulled from under your feet. The rug or the carpet? I'm not sure.
Yeah, both, I think. Yeah.
The rug. And now he's kind of like proposing a different version of himself that you didn't actually sign up for. Mm. And I think also when you're dating an entrepreneur, it's not just about the financial side of it. It's also quite mentally demanding.
100%, like, yeah.
Entrepreneurs work around the clock. Yeah. They don't work from 9 to 5 sign off and chill.
It's all day,
every day. Yeah. It's incredibly stressful.
Yeah.
You're going to have to maybe, you know, put the batteries in his pack a little bit and keep it getting going at most points. I feel like, depending on how long they've been together, I feel like this should have been discussed thoroughly maybe with her as well. Mm. I feel like she should be included in his plans instead of maybe like, I don't know. I just feel like if they're saving for a house, I feel like maybe, did she say that he's actually going to do it or he wants to? I can't remember.
I think he said she really wants. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, I think she said he wants to.
Yeah, because I do feel like it's kind of not common courtesy, but a discussion should be had 100% about this before
it's
you're like
a two people decision.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to be sharing bills and he at some point may not be able to contribute,
yeah,
that very much affects you. Even if that isn't the case, finances aside, like you said, it's going to take a massive toll on his life. And anything that takes a massive toll on his life will take a massive toll on your life. Yep. That's just how it works. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I was talking about this recently. I feel like relationships, people underestimate how much of a push and pull it is. Mm-hmm. Of like, once you're in a relationship, absolutely everything that your partner does affects you.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that it affects you badly, but it does have an impact on your life because you're sharing a life. Like, even if your partner is out tonight, you don't live together. But he's out tonight. That means that you can't speak to them this evening. And maybe that's usually the evening that you speak to them. I mean, the time that you speak to them after work, because that's when you're free. Mm. And that impacts you because you've not got to have that connection time with them. Like, it's not that they're wrong for going out, but everything you do independently affects your partner, whether you like it or not. And this is like way bigger than a going out for the night. Like, this is literally a life decision that's going to affect his future. Mm. I don't know. I feel like they definitely need to discuss it. And I think it's a shame with this sort of thing because it is really based on personality types as well. Mm-hmm. Because I'm very much a dollar and a dream type babe. I'm very like, go for your dreams. Life have to live. Like, life is too short to not try things. But I can't tell somebody else to be that way. Do you know what I mean? It's easy for me to say that because I am an entrepreneurial spirit and I really enjoy those things. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a fine balance of like, challenge yourself, but also if it's not who you are, it's not who you are, because not everyone is made for that life.
Yeah, not everyone is.
Yeah.
I feel like growing up, I kind of struggled with that. Like someone, like you just wanted to do corporate stuff. Like what about live your life sort of thing? But sometimes certain things work for certain people. Like some people will be happy in their field for the rest of their life.
Yeah,
and that's complete. They like stability. That's what they like. Yeah. And also,
stability is underrated as well, boy.
It's underrated. And also, to be an entrepreneur is actually also a privilege as well. So like, not everybody has the privilege of going off and being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So I'm even thinking, we don't really know with like this couple, but did they come from humble beginnings? And actually she's worked her ass off to get to this point.
Yeah.
And now she kind of feels like it's being blown because he's decided to go off with a dollar and a dream.
And kind of just
sponge up the wall a little bit.
Yeah.
When actually the safe thing that they could do is grind together, you know, buy a house, be settled and have that stability.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's kind of just like, messing it up a little bit. Mm. I'll be a bit annoyed. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's not annoyed, but it's really scary business. Mm. I feel like I'm going to advise based on me. If it doesn't work for you, then that's fair enough. But how I like to view life is that it's very short. Mm-hmm. And as much as I'm like a risk taker, to many people's surprise, I'm also very risk averse and I like to make calculated risks. So to me, this sounds like a calculated risk, so long as, you know, he's not just acting like his head's in the clouds and just like, it's going to blow without actually like really planning and taking
the
time.
I'm going to put my mattress on the floor.
Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever.
Why do
it
guys
takes,
do that?
This thing's going to blow.
I'm not getting a new bed because I'm grinding. It's like, babes, get a new bed.
Your shoes have holes in it. Who cares? Yeah. Doesn't matter. All I need is one pair of loafers as long as I can use that to go to my pitches.
People take it too far.
Too far. Way too far. You don't have to suffer. Like, it's just ridiculous. But yeah, I like to take calculated risks. And to me, this sounds like a calculated risk because he's built himself up to a point that he has a successful career at a big four company.
Yeah.
And I don't have the stats to back this up, but I do believe when you are in a certain like echelon of excellence, you're going to be good no matter what you do. Like, I know people that have studied, like someone that I went to uni with, she studied some kind of medical science. She's now a playwright and a screenwriter.
Amazing.
And she just wrote the Tiwa Savage's new film that's coming out on Amazon
Prime.
There's certain people, when you're in a certain echelon of excellence, you can just do whatever the fuck you want. And it sounds like your boyfriend might be one of those people.
Yeah.
That's not to say that successful entrepreneurs are limited to that personality type, because that's definitely not true. But if that consoles you, hold on to it. But how I see something like this, if it were me, is that like, you're successful and you have foundations for a good career.
Yeah.
If you want to try something new for a period, the potential reward is it's really successful and you're really fulfilled in your work. And bear in mind, him being fulfilled is great for you as well.
Exactly, yeah.
And on the flip side, the risk that it runs is that it's not successful, but he has a very lucrative career waiting for him to fall right back onto. So I don't think it's that big a deal, so long as he does it in a way that is really like considerate of you and your plans.
Yeah. You know, I think one thing that even comes to mind with this is jealousy and how maybe there might be a part of her that's quite envious and nervous that he is going to flourish and he is going to do really well. Because I think sometimes in relationships, you forget that partners can be jealous of each other.
100%. That's normal.
Yeah, so normal. Like maybe him actually really going for what he wants to do might bring out a completely different side of him. Because you know when you're in a relationship with someone, they always say like you witnessed so many different versions of them.
Yeah.
And you have to commit to loving each version of them.
Yeah.
So maybe for her, she's used to, I don't know, I'm making this up by the way, but like parading him around the family table like, oh, he's worked
he's
for this company. Yeah. And like,
and now he's going to be this grinder.
This grinder. Like, what do you do? Like, I think
trying to find his feet.
The media, the creative world is such an enigma as well. And no one's actually really truthful about how difficult the creative field is as well. So
and at a glance, people don't respect it. It's one of those one of those things that like you have to be at a point that your receipts are just there. Like, oh my god, you started that thing.
Yeah,
I know that. Yeah. And it's like, I respect your creative. Until you're there, nobody really rates it.
It's all about dick swinging.
It is,
Like until you get, we've had a few of those moments.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when people speak to me about the podcast, I genuinely, in my heart, I don't care about the dick swinging moments.
Yeah.
But I have to just use them.
Because that's what people want to hear.
Yeah, because otherwise I'd be like, oh, you did pods.
Yeah, bless you.
Aww.
Little pods.
Yeah. I speak for myself. I internalize it sometimes of like, oh, we haven't had any dick swinging moments in a while.
100%.
Therefore, it's not good.
Every time people ask me, how's the pod? And I haven't got anything new to say. Yeah. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. It's bad, isn't it?
It's really bad.
So maybe with her, she just feels like, she's going to have, people going to be like, oh, how's him? Let's call him Romeo. Romeo. And it was like, oh yeah, he's starting out this media company. And I think when you're kind of, when you feel resentful about something, you actually don't give it the grace to explore it and understand it yourself.
Yeah, that's
because you might be like, oh, that media thing. But actually, maybe if you took time to learn what he's doing, you might actually respect him and appreciate him as well.
And there's also that like, you really can't, this, I know it's basic to say, but you really can't care what people think. I think with a lot of this stuff as well, it's about the vim that you say it with and like your confidence in it. So if you're going to your family and saying he's starting this sick media company, they will, and the way you're saying it makes them buy in, they're going to respect him like you respect him.
But
if you're going in on some half-hearted, he's got some media thing, only God knows what's going to, they're going to immediately view it through a certain lens.
Yep.
And I think that's also, that's even impacted us with the pod. I think the way we speak about the podcast, or at one point anyway, was with a lot of pride.
Yeah.
And people saw that we're achieving stuff and that we're confident about mm-hmm. it. And it made the image was, this is it a feels great nice. Real yeah. podcast yeah, to really yeah, consider.
Yeah. yeah.
But yeah, with the comparison thing and jealousy as well, I was mm-hmm. going to say that like, you'd be surprised. Like, there could also be a layer of like, even jealousy about the fact that he's going for what he wants to
yeah,
go for. Like,
yeah. Because a lot of people don't.
A lot of people do not. Like, the vast majority of people do not go for their dreams. Mm-hmm. Like, they find it too intimidating. They don't really know where to start. And people just get... London, outside of, like, personality types, London mm-hmm. makes it really hard
yeah.
to, like, break out of the status quo. It's frowned upon and it's genuinely just very difficult in general.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people, when they hear of people doing these types of ventures... it makes them seize up a little bit because there's a part of you that thinks that could have been me.
Yeah.
Or like you, we're all selfish and self-centered people. Like you start to internalize your dreams and yes. the ones that you didn't chase. It's very, very possible mm. that you're seizing up because the idea of even opening up the possibility of him doing what he wants to do makes you feel shit about the fact that you haven't.
Because I think I believe that everybody has some kind of creativity in them.
Yeah.
And like that can be monetized off as well, but maybe she doesn't want to. But like maybe for her, she's not going for things that she wants to yeah. go for. I know everybody that I know has a creative streak. Yeah, everybody has a creative flair. And I just feel like maybe, so I don't know what I'm saying. Everyone's creative.
Don't kill
and, yeah.
Everyone's creative, you said.
Everyone's creative.
I don't know what you were going to say next.
But yeah, I think it is difficult at this age to kind of like explore creativity.
Mm.
Like, there's other things. Even the other day, I was feeling a bit stressed about money. And I sat down, I was like, what can I do? And I thought, nothing. Like, I can't imagine. I'm in that kind of stuck phase. But
yeah.
It's happened to me before and I'm like, oh, I'll get over it eventually. When yeah. I'm kind of like, I don't know, I've embraced where I'm at. But I was like, what can I do? And I'm like, nothing. I'm stuck. Like, I feel like I'm at the age where it's like, I can't do anything else now.
You can't start
but you
fresh.
Absolutely
yeah.
can. I'm even going on a course next month to learn video editing.
Mm.
Like, what the fuck? I'm 31.
Yeah.
Like, I could be a video editor. Maybe.
By the time you're 33.
Yeah. But like,
and there's still many more working years to go, guys.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this country, we retire yeah. in our 60s. Yeah. So
you gotta keep going.
30 years, yeah. at least.
Get off your fucking ass.
You can defo change.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, and most of us are what? Let's say 5 to 15 years into our career.
Yeah.
And have at least 25 to go. Yeah. So starting again, it's really, really still fine.
Yeah.
If you were 68 and telling me you want to start again, I still wouldn't say no because it's been done before and it's been great yeah. for those people. But I would understand at least a little bit yeah. more the apprehension.
At work, they were saying that there's this man. One of my colleagues was saying that she knows a guy who's 58 and he's a runner.
Mm.
Just started on TV. He's a runner. 58. What the heck?
Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, don't limit yourself. Because
yeah.
the time always comes. When people do this, the time always comes that you're either full of regret
mm-hmm.
because you never did it and you're unfulfilled.
Yeah.
Or you eventually do it, but you're 58 and you're like, I wish I did this when I was 17.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I just, when I was 25 and I was scared about leaving the corporate world, I wish I just did it then because here I am at 58. Because you're always pushed to the edge.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
You can't force yourself to do something.
In life, you can always go back.
That's what
these
I'm saying,
corporate
yeah.
jobs aren't going anywhere.
No, they're not.
Like, they're not.
Your man can really try and start a career,
yeah.
a business, and go back. And to be honest, this day and age, that'll probably look good on his CV.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you started a company, run it for a while, and it's come back. Like,
and I also feel like sometimes when you're, I don't know if it's applicable in every sector, but if you build yourself up to a certain place, you'll realize that there's a lot of transferable skills that you have.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
can actually, 100%. It's that happened for you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like you can go definitely. Into another industry and be like, well, I have some transferable skills in this area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Therefore,
yeah,
I can do this. Yeah. And you don't have to start from junior.
Yeah,
and even
yeah,
if you
yeah.
do, you can build your way out kind of quickly because...
because you've learned the ropes
yeah.
of work.
Yeah.
Even that in itself
yeah.
is an asset. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So yeah, I think sit down with him, ask him to be honest with you, maybe like look at a budget, you know, explore the worst case scenario and the minimum amount he can save per month.
Yeah.
How that may impact you. And yeah, I think maybe look within and feel like, and actually explore why this is making you feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you've all been there. I remember I was jealous of my ex because we both worked in retail, and I think you earned like £3 more than me. And I kind of always felt like you work in the better store. Like, and I felt away. I felt away. Dead. £3
extra. You were both in retail, yeah. £3 an hour. You were calculating a 5-hour shift. It's £15.
So we've all been there. That's because I'm jealous.
No, literally. Yeah. It's a real thing, man. Yeah. It's a real thing.
We proper made her jealous. Made out to be. She might not be jealous.
She really might be fine. She's like, I love my career. Yeah. I just want him to be stable.
But we gotta go, guys, because somebody's outside.
And we were a bit late, so.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, we'll see you next
week. Love you lots. Have a blessed week.
Bye. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.